Now, a working group of Peterborough councillors have met once again to discuss the financial risks of a proposed solar farm in the city. The cross-party group had previously poo-pooed the scheme, saying the risks were too high and too much public money had been invested already. But fellow councillors deemed their report as light on detail, hence why they've been asked to meet again. Meanwhile, Cambridgeshire County Council has submitted its own plans for a 50,000 solar panel farm near Soham. Well, let's speak to Nick Sanford, who's the leader of the Peterborough Lib Dems and on the working group looking into whether the expense of a huge solar farm at America Farm near Peterborough might be worth it. Nick, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Why are you having to meet again?
Well, I wasn't actually at the original meeting that took place, but I was actually at the scrutiny committee when they presented their report, and they were recommending that the project be discontinued.
It wasn't exactly a detailed report, though, was it? If my understanding is, it was one page of A4.
It was one page of A4 and didn't really have any sort of actual evidence in it. And if you're going to propose overturning the recommendation that senior officers and expert consultants are putting forward, you actually do need some information in there, I think. So.
Yeah, so it was a shoddy job.
Well, I wouldn't use that terminology. I would say it was probably, of all the scrutiny meetings I've been to, it was the report that didn't really have sufficient amounts of information in it.
Right. So now you're looking at it again. Are you likely to come up with the same conclusions, though?
Well, we had a meeting last night. Unfortunately, of the three people who'd been at the original meeting, only one person, Councillor Ed Murphy, he was the only person who was there. So Councillor Fletcher had been the chair of the original group and been one of the most vociferous opponents of the solar farm, wasn't actually there.
It doesn't sound like, considering the amount of chatter that this has created, it doesn't sound like the politicians are that bothered about it. You didn't turn up for the first meeting. Mick Fletcher's not turned up for this one.
Well, I gave my apologies for the first meeting, because it was held at a time that, unfortunately, I sort of had other commitments. Councillor Fletcher didn't come last night, didn't give any reason why he wasn't there. We basically, at the meeting last night, we went through the reports that the working group had previously examined, and certainly I can't speak for the other members of the group, but I couldn't see, from what was put forward, any substantial reason why the finances of the project weren't as the sort of actual officers were proposing. I think it's important to say that the remit of the working group was only to look at the finances. There's going to be if the cabinet decides to progress it, it will then go to a planning application, at which a number of other issues will be considered.
So the outcome of last night's meeting is that you don't think it should go ahead?
I think it should go ahead on the basis of the information that was put forward. What we agreed was, because there was only three of us there, Councillor Thorburn is going to attend the meeting of the cabinet, which is held, I think, at the end of August, and we're each going to submit our individual comments, which Councillor Thorburn would put forward. I could see from my personal view.
Sounds like a right old fudge.
Well, it's. I think, you know, it's a very awkward issue. You know,
it is, but surely councillors can communicate and come together. I mean, the idea is that you're supposed to come up with some proposals, aren't you? You're supposed to scrutinise together and come up with a recommendation, aren't you? Not individuals' notes.
Yeah, what we felt was, given the fact there were two members of the working group weren't there, it would have been a, we would have got ourselves.
That's what I mean. It sounds like people can't be bothered.
Well, I can't speak for the people that weren't there, really. I understand Councillor Hiller gave his apologies. He was actually held up. You know, I think that, leaving aside all the planning issues which will be brought in at a future date, I think I cannot see any financial reason why the cabinet should not proceed with the plan. In fact, I think it's important that the cabinet does reach a decision, because the way that the government subsidies are actually dropping, it's important that if we are going to progress this project, it goes ahead as soon as possible.
So your recommendation, personally, is it should go ahead, and do you think that's going to happen then, and that it will proceed then?
Well, I think we've got one of the major risk factors in the project is the political uncertainty, because Eric Pickles, who's the Secretary of State, who you mentioned earlier, he's actually at the moment calling in virtually all significant sort of solar farms and wind farms. So even if the project gets through the planning application, it's quite likely it'll go to public inquiry. So as far as I'm concerned, the major question mark is, have the actual officers built that into the timetable? Because we could be looking at it being held up for a couple of years, or we could even, if sort of Eric Pickles decides at the end of the day to overturn it, we could even be looking at it not proceeding. So I think there is still quite a large element of uncertainty.
All right, Nick, thank you very much. Nick Sanford, the leader of the Peterborough Lib Dems.